Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke and for Lori Walsh. Beginning this week, a traveling hands-on exhibit that raises awareness about research is going to be in Sioux Falls. Sanford Health is hosting the National Institutes of Health's All of Us Journey. The exhibit aims to gather genetic, biological, environmental, health, and lifestyle data from more than a million volunteer participants living in the United States. Francisco Huizar is the tour manager from NIH. Thanks for being here, Francisco.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome. And Emily Grease is Director of Population Health for Sanford Health. Thanks for being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, Emily, tell me, Direction of Population Health, what exactly does that title ensue?
So it ensues a lot, health of a population, so that's a big one. So we kind of take it from two angles. So from a population health perspective, we're obviously looking at it from research and how do we understand the unique populations, the unique communities and people that we have here in South Dakota and in the Sanford footprint, really. Also, as a healthcare delivery system, we're really interested in understanding those populations that come to us and how do we optimize the best healthcare and healthcare delivery for those individuals. So it's really looking at both the research arm and then how do we get that into healthcare delivery so we make sure we're doing the best for our patients and communities.
So this has to be a real interesting exhibit that's going to be here in Sioux Falls. How is Sanford able to use that and incorporate that into what you do?
Yeah, it's a great exhibit. I'm still learning more about it. I mean, I think any of these studies and the work that NIH is doing helps us to understand our, humans better and our patients better so that we're providing the best care to them. So I think having all of us here just brings that even more to the forefront, that Sanford is invested in understanding our patients better and making sure that we're well represented in this study.
Yeah. Francisco Huizar, again, director of the exhibit. Go ahead and just kind of take us from the beginning. Tell us about the exhibit. Give us kind of a description of what people will see and what will happen when they are part of this.
Okay, so there are two assets to the exhibit. The primary asset is this trailer. It's an educational trailer. So we encourage anybody and everybody to just come out and learn about the program, learn about why it's important to have a voice in research and be represented. I think that's a huge key in research is representation. You want the representation to reflect the diversity that exists in the country. Mm-hmm. So that is that unit. If somebody decides that they'd actually like to become a participant, we have an enrollment center. So somebody can do everything from start to finish if they come out, or if somebody wants to just come out and learn about it, the exhibit provides a lot of opportunities to learn about the program, learn about what it means to be represented in research, why it's important that communities get involved. And it's anybody and everybody is welcome. It's not just, certain, age demographics or, ethnicities. We want everybody to learn about it. And I think sometimes that's a primary factor that gets overlooked is just spreading the education. Mm-hmm. Did the education reach that individual to give them the right to make a decision on whether they want to be involved or not? If the education never reaches you, you kind of just are left in the dark. So we do our best to hit up as many communities as possible.
Now, in South Dakota, I believe you're going to some other cities as well as Sioux Falls?
Yeah, we're here for 2 weeks, and then okay. We head out to Fargo afterwards, and we just continue our travels throughout the entire country. So we are nationwide. There's two tours going around currently. The other tour is just the educational unit. So the benefit of having us here is that if somebody is actually truly interested in doing a full participation, they can do that while we're here. We're bringing everything to you.
My bad. I said South Dakota. Fargo is actually in North Dakota. So that's where you're headed next then, right? You talked about enrolling. Is this kind of like a same day thing where if I want to see the exhibit, I decide I want to be part of it, I can come in? And what exactly do I need to do to enroll?
When somebody comes, we want to do our best to make sure that you understand what the program's about. Mm-hmm. So we start there and we focus there. And then we say, is it something that you think you want to be a part of? There's no pressure from us. If you say yes to that, then great, we get started with that process. But if you say, hey, you know what, I want to think about it, you can actually visit our website at joinallofus.org/drive. You can learn a little bit more from there. There's a ton of FAQs. You can even start the enrollment process online. Once you get done with that part, so you create an account, go through consent to make sure that you are fully aware and understand everything that's expected of you and what you can expect from the program. And then the last part is visiting the examiner, and we bring examiners to you, and it's a small checkup. Some small samples, biometric samples, weight measurement, mm-hmm. blood pressure.
Now, is that checkup the same for every person, or can you decide to just do part of it?
Yes, you can participate as much as you'd like, okay. or as little as you'd yeah. like. So if you think, yeah, I want to create an account and I want to do some surveys for you guys, but I'm kind of afraid of needles, I want to do that part, then you don't have to do that part. And that's the beauty of the program. We want to give you as much involvement as you want to be a part of. Yeah.
Once again, Emily Grease also with us from Sanford Health. The future of medicine is treatment and prevention tailored to individuals. And how will this program help research understand populations better and provide better healthcare options?
Yeah. So, I want to go back to the recruitment specifically
sure.
for the study and how that's going to help us. I think about this. We were just kind of chatting about this. I think about it as casting your vote as being kind of part of these studies, because these studies build huge databases and huge, they have big momentum behind them that policymakers, that healthcare delivery systems, that multiple people are going to be looking at this data set as it continues to grow. And you want your voice, your health to be represented in
right,
that. And
right.
so I think, for individuals in our communities, we want them to be represented so that when decisions are made, whether it's at a policy level or at a research level or wherever level it is, that you're represented, that your health, not only your the biometric and the genetic information, but we also want to make sure that the unique social determinants, the environment that you have around you when you live in a place like Sioux Falls, the agriculture that we have around us, the rural settings that we have. All of those things are really important to be represented in this data set. And I think studies like this are going to help us understand that and then be able to drive the way that we provide healthcare better.
So it sounds too that the program is also seeking to transform the relationship between not only between the researcher and the participant, and how is that beneficial?
Yeah, I love the approach that all of us takes, because it's very similar to a lot of the work that we do at Sanford in our research arm, which is really community-based research. And it's going out to the communities, it's making sure that the patients, that the participants' voice is heard, and that they shape the questions that we're asking, that we're not just coming to them and saying, here's the questions we want to know about. We're making sure that they give us the input and that we're shaping our questions that way. And so I think the approach that they're taking is really relevant and something that researchers need to continue to move forward.
We're talking about Sanford Imagenetics, all of us. It's an exhibit that is in Sioux Falls here for a brief time before it goes to Fargo. Francisco, I'd like to bring you back in. How many participants do you expect by the time this whole project is done? How many from the Sioux Falls area?
Well, as many as we can get yeah. is the honest answer. Our goal for the entire program is 1 million participants.
Okay.
So right now we're around the 200,000 range. And we have partners all over the entire country trying to, consistently spread education and recruit participants. So one of the reasons that we are here is because in general across the country, there might not be a lot of representation for this area. So we would like to be as inclusive as possible. Inclusivity is key, and that's the reason that we're called All of Us. We'd mm-hmm. like everyone to be represented.
I should ask, too, where is the exhibit located?
We are at the Sanford campus.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's right by the Imagenetics building at the Sanford
like
campus.
22nd Street and Grange.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And the exhibit is there till May 31st, I understand. And then it looks like it's going to be moving to the Sanford Clinic at 26th and Sycamore between June 3rd and June 7th. So different parts of town,
right.
closer to, closer to one side of the town, closer to the east side afterwards, and better chances for people to get there.
Absolutely.
What about hours? What are the hours people can come in?
So we have the exhibit open 8 to 4 the next 3 days.
Okay.
In fact, today we're open till 4 as well. Again, we just encourage you to at least come out one of those days, and you can take some time to think about if it's something that you're interested in becoming a part of. But the exhibit is open till 4.
What about the participant kind of partnering in helping to inform the program's direction?
Ask me that one more time.
What about the participant kind of being able to inform the program's direction by the process in which they're helping out?
So I think maybe you're asking like where the participant wants to see the program
right,
going, the
right.
aim. So the
yeah.
ultimate goal from the program is what's called precision medicine, which means taking care of the individual as an individual, or medicine that's precisely made for somebody. An example that we'd love to use is prescription eyewear.
Okay.
You know, somebody that goes to the optometrist, has some tests done, gets a pair of prescription glasses, understands that those glasses are meant for that individual. There's not a one size pair of glasses that fits everyone. So we want to take that same approach. And when we take care of you with, when you come to the doctor for no matter what the illness is, something common to something serious.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Emily, I'd like to maybe have you expand on that too, about what is one size fits all medicine and more about precision medicine.
Yeah, I mean, I think these large cohort studies that allow us to understand and study a population give us a big data set to start asking questions and to understand everybody from. And then I think we have to drill down and do that one-to-one. This is what an individual needs for their healthcare. So I think it's one, building the research so that we understand everybody and understand what are the unique characteristics of the populations that are represented with the study. And then from that, we start to drill in and really define the way that we do precision medicine. I think that's the balance we have between taking the population health approach of understanding all of the things that go around these communities in these individuals, and then bringing that information into the very specific direct care that we provide at an individual level.
Francisco, speaking of the exhibit, how much time would a person normally take with this exhibit?
We'd say about 10 to 15 minutes if we go through everything in there. But if you come by, tell me you got 5 minutes, I'm going to do my best to shorten that. But we do have some cool things on board, some lot of hands-on things to do. We also have virtual reality.
Yeah.
So that tends to be a big hit with people, especially it's a program that's specifically written for us to kind of showcase how precision medicine has impacted the medical field today.
Can you tell me more about the hands-on and more about the virtual reality? Maybe give us some examples.
Sure. So I mentioned the glasses. So it kind of puts you in a room, has a fuzzy room going on. You put these what's called smart glasses on. So it's where the tech has taken us, the precision medicine tech has taken us, and it can have multiple prescriptions within one lens. It's called a liquid lens. So it puts you in that perspective, and you're kind of finding objects inside the room while you're there. Obviously, it happens in the trailer, and we make sure that you're not going to run into anything. But we also have a prosthetic room, so it shows you what it's how precision medicine has taken the prosthetic arms and made them more customized to the individual, moving arms through, you know, myoelectric impulses as opposed to the older style that was kind of just a little clamp. So it just, like I said, just showcasing, and that's what we call the next breakthrough. So if we can do things like that with precision medicine, you know, what's to come, what's in the future. And we can only learn things like that with research programs like
Interesting.
This.
Emily, would you call this maybe like the next step in medicine, kind of like the future of medicine?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, again, these large studies that get to bring in multiple different individuals, they just help us see the landscape better. I think when we just look at an individual level, and if we don't have that larger perspective, then we can sometimes miss what's unique about that individual and what are the unique things that are happening around their health. And I think these studies really help us come at it from a broader vision so that we can really do healthcare better.
Sounds interesting. And Francisco, you said no limit on age. Anybody can participate?
Right now, it's 18 and up.
Okay.
We are working on all ages, but no limit to anybody that can come and learn about it.
All right. Good to learn about this. Before we go, am I missing anything? Is there anything else you'd like to let us know about it?
Just like to shoot that website out there one more time. It's joinallofus.org/drive.
Okay.
Like I said, there's a lot of FAQs on there, and you can be actually informed before you come up to us. And if you have more specific questions, there's a bunch of well-trained staff there to answer any of your questions that you have.
Great. Emily?
No, I think get out there. Like I said, it's kind of like casting your vote, right? Make sure that you're represented and that you're going to be part of exciting research like this.
Yeah. I think one thing I'd like to leave as well is, you know, growing up, I noticed that there was some research going on, and I remember when they were first studying the Human Genome Project. And I used to think to myself, like, wow, that's cool. I can't wait to take advantage of that research. But I never once thought I need to be represented in that research. So, you know, myself being Hispanic, you know, we make up about 16% of the entire population, but yet have been represented in less than 1% of all research that's ever been done. So I think it's up to us to, you know, do our due diligence and be a part of things like this.
Yeah. Welcome to South Dakota, by the way.
Thank you.
You're on the road all the time, right?
All the time, nonstop.
Francisco Huizar is the tour manager from the NIH. Thanks for being with us again. And Emily Greese is director of population health for Sanford Health. Thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you.